Downtown home stretch on a Wednesday afternoon, but before we go, much to cover. Patriots get ready to wrap up the season, the regular season, this weekend, and here to tell us all about it, Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly. Andy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Happy holidays to everyone.
Thank you. Same to you. And Patriots got their Christmas present after the fact. James Harrison comes to the team. And so was this a matter of getting a guy who can help on the edge, where they certainly can use a little veteran experience, or just a stick it to Pittsburgh?
No, I think it's a need. They've been sort of shuttling in guys in and out of the lineup all year on the edge of the defense, whether it was, they traded for Cassius Marsh right at cut downs, and he was a starter and playing all the time, and then he was cut. And they brought in guys like Eric Lee off the Bills practice squad and Trevor Riley from their own practice squad, and it's like these guys start for a couple weeks and then they're out of the mix and somebody else is in there. This week's Marquise Flowers was the big name to step up, and he's sort of a career special teamer. So they have a real need there on the edge of the defense. And I know a lot of people talk about the pass rush. I think it's just as big to see whether Harrison can come in and just sort of what they call set the edge against the run, because this run defense has been pretty putrid most of the year. They're giving up basically 5 yards a carry every time the opponent tries to run the ball. And, it doesn't take a genius to realize if the opponent's getting 5 yards a carry, if they run it twice, that's a first down, and they can keep going. And that's why teams have stayed on the field, piled up yards, long drives. So I don't know what Harrison has left. Obviously, he's played in 5 games, only 40 snaps. But, this is a guy, I just saw him in the locker room. He didn't speak to reporters, but he certainly has the build of a man who can set the edge on a run defense. And I think that's what they're going to look to have him do.
I would just have him post his workout videos to intimidate other people.
Yeah, he's certainly one of those bus players they call in college. You want him to be the first person off the bus to sort of intimidate the opposition. He's not a tall guy, but he is just a block. And, you look at sort of that scowl he has. He certainly brings an edge to him on the edge of the defense. And, it's a fun story. I know they're getting some criticism out of Pittsburgh from guys like Pouncey and others, but this happens in the NFL. He's a guy that he wasn't playing. He wanted to play. He's going to get a chance to play. Who knows? If it's a nice, theatrical ending here, Patriots Steelers will play again, and who knows? Maybe he has a sack of Ben Roethlisberger, and we really can play out the storyline. But, the biggest issue is they just need a guy that can fill that position.
So when will we learn? Well, this team was 2-2. Some people out there were on the ledge, but here they are, 12-3, right to pretty much where everybody expected they'd be at this point in the season.
Yeah, no question. Another division title, another season with 12-plus wins. If they take care of business on Sunday, which they should against the Jets, they'll be the number one seed. So everything will go through Foxborough. And, it's the way it always is. We have these expectations that go into the season, and then things really sort of get off the rails a little bit at some point. But then, however you get there in a roundabout way, you end up where you expected to be, where they're the team to beat in the AFC, team to beat for the Super Bowl. Brady might be the MVP. So they ended up where we expected them to be. It's just taken a little different route. And, it's funny because I was one that thought undefeated was a possibility coming into the year. Clearly, I sort of overrated them a little bit, the talent on the roster. They've lost 3 games, and that's a disappointment, I guess, for, if you thought they could go undefeated. But as of right now, I wouldn't be picking against them in the postseason. The way I've deemed it is, if this were basketball or baseball, I would never pick a team to beat them in a series. Because it's the NFL, anyone can get upset. You throw a turnover, the other team gets a big play in the kicking game, somebody can be upset. But they're going to be the favorite and the better team every time they take the field from now till either the season ends or till they hoist a trophy in Minneapolis.
And if it is the Steelers again in the AFC title game, I feel like Belichick is right inside Mike Tomlin's head, and maybe Ben Roethlisberger's too, based on what we saw last time out.
I don't know who's in Ben Roethlisberger's head, but there's a lot going on in there. It's usually not good. The more he thinks, the more trouble he causes. But yeah, they have a massive advantage because you look at it talent-wise, and certainly the Steelers have a talented roster, especially when they're all healthy. If they get Brown back for the postseason, and Bell and Roethlisberger, and their complementary receivers, I think, are good. And defensively, I think they're better. They have some athletes on the front seven. But the coach and the quarterback is just such a major advantage for the Patriots. And even with Brady, sort of stumbling here a little bit with this five straight games with an interception, you know, something he hasn't done since 2002. But Roethlisberger's, you know, had a game with five interceptions this year. So he makes his mistakes. We all saw it at the end of the regular season game between the two teams. So could the Steelers beat the Patriots? Sure. It doesn't happen very often, and I think you're right. A big part of that is Mike Tomlin and Ben Roethlisberger are good. Hell, maybe Roethlisberger's a Hall of Famer, but they're not in the same class with Belichick and Brady. They just aren't.
We're talking with Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly. You posed this question on social media today, so I'll throw it out there to you. Now that he's a Pro Bowler, does James Devlin consider holding out for a little more money?
I don't think that would be wise for him. As much as I like him, and he is now a Pro Bowl fullback, I think Belichick would say, you'll take what we give you, or you won't be here taking anything at all. You know, it's still a position where you don't have a lot of leverage, and but he has had a great season, and, you know, he is truly loved by everybody in that locker room, you know, on that team, whether it's coaches, players. The value he brings, and we know it's not on the stat sheet because he occasionally gets a catch. He doesn't get any carries. He's banging heads with linebackers, but just his leadership, the energy I think he brings. If you ever, you know, look at when they score a touchdown, he's the first guy running on the field to celebrate, even if he wasn't in the game. Bill always tells us that a team is a mosaic and how you piece it together is different and unique every season. And, you know, I think Devlin's one of those guys that sort of helps to bring a lot of the other pieces together. I even saw him, you know, sort of chumming around with James Harrison today, his first day or second day in the building, first practice. And, you know, they probably have some similarities, guys that like to lift and bang heads. And he does that. He embraces people when they come in. And, you know, there's a value to that, but I wouldn't overplay his hand if I were him, because I think he also could be replaceable too.
Andy, we go through this every year at this time, but all kinds of rumors swirling about with the coordinators. Is this finally the year that the Patriots lose either McDaniels or Matt Patricia?
I have to think they lose at least one, and the question is, you know, could they lose both? And how big a deal would that be to the coaching staff? Because, you know, they both interviewed, I think, multiple times the last 2 years, and either didn't get the job or took their names out of the running for the job, depending on the various situations. But they're both very impressive. Anybody you talk to says, you know, they blow away the interviews. They're both impressive guys that are going to have their chances and things of that nature. And there's going to be probably double-digit jobs open this year. You know, some people have said maybe as many as 16 jobs could be available. And I have to think both Patricia and McDaniels will be very much in the running as top candidates if there's that many jobs open. You know, Josh in particular, I think, really needs to be careful just because it's his second time around as a head coach and the way things played out in Denver. He may not get a third chance. And Matt, I think, is unique in that he's a defensive coach who sort of lives in Bill Belichick's shadow, and then also has his unique look with the backwards hat and the beard. You know, I'm not sure that's for everybody or maybe for every market, but I think his intelligence, and if you've ever talked to any players that play for him, the way they love him. You know, I remember when Rob Ninkovich did his retirement press conference this year and he started to talk about Patricia, he started, you know, crying and getting choked up, and down front in front of him, Patricia was crying and getting choked up. So he builds a special bond with his players. And to me, that's something that's, you know, certainly more valuable than whether he shaves every morning or whether his hat is facing forward. But, you know, in this day and age with these multi-billion dollar teams and coaches live press conferences on TV, I guess the PR aspect is part of it. But the interesting thing to me is how do the Patriots respond if they do lose one or both those guys? Because I don't think they have obvious in-house candidates ready to really step up. Brian Daboll moved on to Alabama to be the offensive coordinator there. I think he would have been in line to replace McDaniels. Now it might be receivers coach Chad O'Shea. He's called some plays in the preseason, but I'm not sure he's ready for the, you know, the big show, so to speak, or the full-time gig. So I think Belichick would probably have to spend some time on both sides of the ball. And defensively, I think Brian Flores, the linebackers coach, would probably be next in line. But again, he's a pretty young guy that I'm not sure is necessarily ready for everything that goes with the coordinator title and job. So if they lose one, it would be a blow. If they lose both, I think it would be a significant blow that would put a lot on Belichick's plate moving forward.
I don't know about the hat and the beard for Matt Patricia, but I would suggest, if he asked me, maybe not go with the Goodell clown shirt at the interview.
Yeah, I'm sure that rubs some owners the wrong way. Yeah, no question. I know it rubbed the commissioner the wrong way. I thought that was a misstep, and my guess would be if Matt had to do over again, he wouldn't have worn that. But he's also a guy's guy, and we all know what the sort of landscape in New England was at the time and everything with Brady and Deflategate and sort of the Barstool Sports culture. And I think on some level Matt embraces that and says, you know, that's part of who I am. That's part of why my players love me, part of why I'm successful. And if you want me, then you take everything that comes with me.
Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly with us here on Downtown. Andy, always great talk with you. Thanks so much for making time for us this afternoon. Enjoy the game this weekend, and a happy new year to you and the family and everybody at Patriots Football Weekly.
Yes, thank you very much. Happy holidays, and stay warm. I don't know what it's like up there, but from what I see, it's not going to be above about 18 degrees down this way for days and days and days. Winter has settled in.
If we added up the high temperature the next 5 days, it wouldn't equal 18 here.
Yes, that's light, and that just prepares me, I guess, for a potential Super Bowl in Minneapolis, where I see the high in February is usually around 17. So I guess I'm, you know, this is like training for Minneapolis.
There you go. I like the way you think. Thanks, Andy. We'll catch you in the new year.
No problem. My pleasure. Talk to you soon.
Andy Hart, Patriots Football Weekly, as we wrap it up here on Downtown.